Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I'm mixing it up a little bit, okay? All right. Nothing against Aaron Tippin. Love Aaron Tippin. But it's Friday. Come on now. Let's go. Welcome to What's on Your Mind. Scott Hennin off today. Kevin Flynn hanging out with you. We're glad you're here. We've got a lot to get to today. Most importantly, what's on your mind? We can spitball a little bit here. We've got open phones for this hour. Next hour we're lined up. We got a couple of great guests next hour but we got wide open phones right now. Just after, the top of next hour, we'll talk to Brent Sanford, two segments, former North Dakota Lieutenant Governor, discussing a big deal for the future of North Dakota's oil and gas industry. We just talked about, I'm going to continue talking about the Americans for Prosperity gathering Monday out in Scranton. They're doing a deal out at the Keystone XL pipeline boneyard, pointing out that stuff looks like at the border. Materials are just laying there. And then bottom of next hour, we'll wrap up What's on Your Mind today with George David Banks. He is working on a project for legislation with Senator Kramer that's working on. They'll provide additional information about the Prove It Act. And what's that all about? Well, it's all about that if you're going to stop a pipeline, if you're going to cripple an energy industry, if you're going to stop coal, if you're going to stop these things and just sign a piece of paper and say you can do it, you're going to and claim it's hurting the climate, you're killing it, it's going to ruin the planet, you're going to kill us all, you have to prove it. And I love this. So we'll talk to George David Banks. Bottom of next hour. Until then, we have wide open phones, my friend. It's 701-271-1100. You can text me, 701-237-1590, or an email, studio@flagfamily.com, studio@flagfamily.com. If you want to leave a message, you can do that as well, 855-200-1776. We're underway. Got the email in from Tom. Heading to Medora Saturday for two nights with the wife. Will be nice to relax in the land of Teddy with a break from all the political noise. Looking forward to the Medora musical. Heading out to Medora. Nice. And good progress is being made in the construction of the library and museum. Hopefully becomes a reality within completion in 26. Thanks, Tom. You know what? I've been talking about getting back. I haven't been out there for years. And I want to get out. We played the Bully Pulpit on a media deal when it first opened, and I was blown away. But we didn't, and we got to do the Pitchfork thing, the Pitchfork Steak, which was very good. Didn't see the musical. Didn't really get to see much of the park. It was a media thing. We got a room. We did played the course, had the fondue deal, and took off the next morning. I'd love to get back out there and spend a long weekend and see more of the park. Scott talks about it all the time. He's been around every corner of that part of the state. And I would love to go out and do it on a motorcycle more than anything. Time and money. You know the drill. So 701-271-1100. That is the phone number to weigh in on what's on your mind. Anything on your mind, we can talk about. I'm kind of older, the debate thing. I'm kind of past that. I'm kind of past the Trump indictment thing yesterday in Georgia, the arrest, the surrender. That's what it was. He surrendered. Him and all those criminals that he hangs out with, they all surrendered. So they had to use that word. And wasn't it crazy the way they followed him, the way they covered it? And by they, I mean the left, the liberal media. There's no mainstream media anymore, by the way. There's three medias. Here's a modern day, there's three medias right now. There's the right-wing media, or the right-side media, Fox News. I mean, I have a Fox question now anymore, but you know, Newsmax, One America, that side. You've got the MSNBCs on the left, the CNNs, you got them, and then there's the irrelevant media, like NBC Nightly News or, you know, any of the nightly news casts on any of the networks, because nobody cares about what they, and they're supposed to be the mainstream media. They're supposed to be the go-to. Look at the numbers. They don't have, NBC Nightly News couldn't wipe Tucker Carlson's behind based on the number of people he has watching. I mean, by a lot. So that's worthy of a conversation. Is there such thing as a mainstream media anymore? My question for you, I have two of them today. Number one, who's going to be who's your pick for VP? I'm done saying who won the debate. Because again, they're all playing to make the team. They're all playing to make Team Trump. It's like Ultimate Fighters. They're fighting each other to wind themselves down to who's going to be the guy that, you know, hangs out with Conor at the title fight. Trump being Conor McGregor, you know what I'm saying? Trump being he's got the belt. He's got the followers. He's got the crowds. He's got all of that. He's got the numbers. Hey, boy, does he have the numbers. So who's the pick? Was it somebody, you know, your best guess? Is it somebody that was on that stage Thursday night? Is it somebody like Kristi Noem that he comes out of, you know, pulls out of a governorship somewhere? Even somebody like Carrie Lake, which I don't think Carrie Lake would be a good pick. I think the world of her. I think she's amazing. But like Candace Owens, same level of respect I have for both of those women. They don't have that legislative governing experience. So I think that's why you look at somebody like Kristi Noem. I know he wouldn't look anywhere near somebody like Greg Abbott, with all the failures he's had down in Texas, although, you know, he is at least keep the floating border deal in there. So, you know, who would that be? And then what other positions on the team are going to be filled by folks on the stage? You know, is the maybe Vivek. Vivek is the VP pick. I don't, again, he doesn't have he has the entrepreneurial, he has, you know, all those check marks, but no governing experience. Tim Scott, I think, would be solid. I think Byron Donalds would be solid. So what do you think? I mean, who's going to, ultimately in your pick, who's going to be on the team as the VP, and then maybe a couple of cabinet appointees? Who would Doug Burgum? How about Doug Burgum as the Secretary of Energy? That'd be a little better than the Granholm, the Jennifer Granholm parade we got going on. And I will say, we'll pay attention to a few things about the Trump mugshot thing. It's hilarious. I'm sure they had a meeting about, should I be goofy? Should I give him a funny face? Should I stick my tongue out and give him a little glamour shot? It's kind of a, hey. But boy, he did not go that direction. He went, I am P-hoed, and I'm not afraid to show it. He looks very upset and somebody emailed in. And it looks like Trump didn't get his nappy wappy. Come on. This is all a joke. But and we'll pay attention to a little bit of that, only because this is just such a joke, and it's being weaponized against him. But in true Trump fashion, he has started a website, and I believe it's ilovemyfreedom.com, where you can buy T-shirts, coffee mugs, all sorts of stuff with his mugshot on it, which is phenomenal. And there's one that I saw where somebody has the mugshot. They put a frame around it, and it's a wanted, like an old wanted poster. It says wanted on the top, and underneath it says for president. So that was pretty good. He did stop outside of the, after he came out of the limos at the airport getting ready to get on his plane, and he did address the media yesterday. Go ahead and roll it.
As you know, you have many people that you've been watching over the years do the same thing, whether it's Hillary Clinton or Stacey Abrams or many others. When you have that great freedom to challenge, you have to be able to, otherwise you're going to have very dishonest elections. What has taken place here is a travesty of justice. We did nothing wrong. I did nothing wrong. And everybody knows it. I've never had such support. And that goes with the other ones, too. What they're doing is election interference. They're trying to interfere with an election. There's never been anything like it in our country before. This is their way of campaigning. And this is one instance, but you have three other instances. It's election interference. So I want to thank you for being here. We did nothing wrong at all. And we have every right, every single right, to challenge an election that we think is dishonest, that we think is very dishonest. So thank you all very much, and I'll see you very soon. Thank you very much.
That surprised me right here. That surprised me that he didn't hang out for a bit and answer some questions. But no, he just went and got on the plane, wandered off. But he's ready to fight. All right, it's Open Phone Friday. Let's get it going. Bob and Wheatland, you're on deck. Kristen and Fargo, you're in the box. Coming up, we'll do that next. And it's What's on Your Mind. Glad you're here. Kevin Flynn in for Scott Hennen. Be right back.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
We're talking estate planning with Mark Wagner, ND Estate Services. Mark, what are the deciding factors when people determine their estate plans?
Scott, age, marital status, and even wealth are not a determining factor when it comes to setting up your estate plan. The determining factor is, number one, if you don't want to have any court oversight of any titleable assets or any numbered accounts, you need to consider the benefits of a revocable living trust to have a private, peaceful settlement for your family each and every time, guaranteed.
That avoids probate, but it also minimizes taxes, doesn't it?
It does minimize taxes. The kids all receive a stepped-up basis on your investments and also on your personal titleable property that's been properly funded into the trust. Absolutely.
Call Mark to find out more at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, ndestateservices.com in Minnesota and North Dakota. Mark Wagner. Thanks, Mark.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Just get lost. Leave this one horse to
Welcome back. What's on Your Mind is on air everywhere. Across the Flag Radio Network. Kevin Flynn in for Scott Hennin today. Happy Friday. We're at the last full weekend of August already. This lady's got a birthday today. Hey, Carolina. Hey, California. The lovely Jodie Messina is 53 today. Jodie Messina, 53 today. She, I tell you what, she was at the Wii Fest in Detroit Lakes, Minnesota this last couple weeks ago, this first weekend in August. This last Wii Fest, and I thought just killed it. She's awesome, and her voice is just amazing. Yeah, she's 53 today. Jodie Messina. There's a new song out. I think it's Cole Swindell. She Had Me at Heads Carolina. It's a good song. A little tribute there. 21 past the hour. We have open phones going till the top of the hour, and then we got a loaded second hour talking a lot of energy. Today on What's on Your Mind. And I will tell you, too, we're brought to you by our friends at PetroServe. And what I love about PetroServe USA is that the home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, they have lunch specials every day, okay? And for a long time, they had the 4-for-4 deal, which was always my go-to. And most of their lunch specials, I love. I love the one, and my Glendon is my stop, but wherever you're going, Harwood. By the way, they've got free car washes in Harwood going, too. Hello! Beautiful new location, I-29 North in Harwood's got free car washes happening, and they would love to have you stop by 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. today, and tomorrow and Sunday as well. So mention that when you go in there for the lunch specials. But I just want to say thanks for, and with the way things are going, they couldn't maintain the 4-for-4, so it bumped up to 4-for-6, but hey, still you got the personal pan pizza, two cookies, and a 20-ounce pop for four items for $6. And the best prices on fuel, they work hard to make sure they've got the best prices. Any location, Minnesota, North Dakota, they're all over the neighborhood, and they're hiring. PetroServeUSA.com. They'd love to have you on the team. PetroServeUSA.com. All right, Bob is in Wheatland up first. One of the questions is, obviously everybody on that stage, and I was just playing for second, so who do you like for the VP pick, Bob?
Well, my choice is, Trump is nothing. He's storm, right? So we need a little calm in the storm. And my choice for sure would be Pompeo, and then Pompeo in 28.
Mike Pompeo. He hasn't been in the conversation at all.
No, and he's pretty faithful guy. And that would be a great VP. He knows pretty well. So.
I've always been a fan. I haven't seen anything that's taken me off of being a Mike Pompeo fan. It's just funny, though, out of sight, out of mind. You know, he just hasn't been out front with a lot of it, and obviously he's not running. That would be a good one. Good pick, Bob. Weekend plans? What's going on in Wheatland this weekend? Anything exciting?
I'm actually going out to Bismarck to watch my grandson race BMX.
Nice.
So that's going to be a fun weekend for us. Yeah, we changed around the country quite a bit.
That's awesome. Well, wish him luck for us.
Yes, he doesn't need luck. He's good enough. So.
Oh, beautiful. I love that.
Thank you.
All right, Bob, thank you. Let's go to Kristen in Fargo talking about Vivek's dishonesty. What's up with that? Kristen, what's on your mind?
Oh, well, I had to put out the honesty radar, and I'll tell you what. This guy, he had this scholarship, and he says, well, I took it when I didn't have money for his time in Yale Law School.
Yep.
At the time, according to some research here, he was already worth $2 million.
Yep, that's true.
And he said, I would have been a fool not to to turn down the scholarship. But here's the thing. He said, I just didn't have the money. I'm going to Yale Law School. He's claiming almost like he's a poor college student, and he wasn't. So my radar went off when I started reading that. See? So on the positive side, if it – go ahead.
No, you go ahead. You finish.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because I'm thinking if you can't even be honest and say, hey, I didn't have the money, boom, that you're dishonest. His ethics are just toast.
So but, yeah, it's, it puts a question mark in there for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, on the favorable side, if Doug Burgum is selected VP, great policy, economy, energy could be Nikki Haley, VP or president. I think those two are interchangeable. I also like Rick DeSantis. So of those three, if I was
Ron DeSantis.
Betting, win, place, or show. Thank you. If I was going to place my bet on win, place, or show in the horse race, I would go with any combination of those three. Nikki Haley, Doug Burgum, or Governor DeSantis.
Yeah, all solid. And Vivek's, you know, the Vivek thing kind of raised it with me too, Kristen, when I saw that, because he had scrubbed that. We talked about that on the local mornings. He scrubbed that from his Wikipedia page, or had it scrubbed, paid to have that information taken off there. But it was I want to say it was Soros's brother, if I'm not mistaken. And it was a foundation
brother,
that George Soros's brother,
yep.
Yeah, Paul, that's right, and his wife. And he, I get.
And now he's so braggadocious.
Right.
Yeah. He's quoted on Forbes magazine now. He's worth about $900 million.
Oh, I don't think he's nine. I think it's nine. He's a billionaire, I thought. Isn't he in the billions? What? Maybe not.
Some of his investments are down in value. So it's like
But and then
he lost a few.
Well, right, and I just like you say, Kristen, I think that you know if you just come out and said, I took the money. I had money, but you know why wouldn't I take it if I got it? Instead of trying, and that's the mistake these people made. They sidestepped the truth. Good point.
Take them out.
All right. Thank you, dear. You bet. Have a good one. That's the great Kristen. There she goes in Fargo. Got anything? 271-1100. 701-271-1100 is open phones till the top of the hour. Let's see here. Thanks for the ideas. You're welcome. Kev, good. A nice compliment. Love you right back. Bill O'Reilly reported that MSNBC beat Fox for ratings on Monday and Tuesday of this week. I guess the jig is up at Fox. We're on to their fake news. I still watch Fox. Between them and Newsmax, it's probably about 50-50 now. It was more Fox, 6 months ago. I'm gravitating towards other sources. There's still a lot of talent I love on Fox. I'm a big Hannity fan. I love Jesse Waters. I love Gutfeld at night. Jimmy Fallon's a friend, and I'm a fan. But there's just some of it that's just kind of, why is Jessica Tarloff in there to, I just don't get it, but that's where they're going. So that is what it is, but that's interesting. Trump didn't get his nap. Ask the hater if Biden got his nappy nap in listening to his parents grieving about their burnt children. Yeah, there is that, isn't there? That's what they are supporting because their hate for Trump has blinded them to the devil that is right out in front of them. So well said. Thank you. Yeah. How about that? Joe actually falling asleep. That was basically a bit of a memorial that he was at in Maui. Yeah. Class act, that guy. All right, keep them coming. 701-271-1100. What's on your mind? You're ready.
Summit Carbon Solutions is proposing the safe, innovative use of carbon capture, transportation, and storage technologies to help secure the future of the energy and agriculture industries that are critical to the livelihoods of our friends and families. The protection of people and the environment is the top priority at Summit Carbon Solutions. In fact, carbon dioxide pipelines have significantly lower risk than other pipelines and have been safely operating in the United States for more than 40 years. Building on that strong foundation, Summit Carbon Solutions plans will meet or exceed all design, construction, and operation standards to keep North Dakota families and businesses safe. To learn more about the project, visit summitcarbonsolutions.com. That's summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA News Update. The House Judiciary Committee is launching an investigation into Fulton County's district attorney. A letter was sent to Fannie Willis yesterday asking for communications she has had with the U.S. Justice Department leading up to a recent indictment that some lawmakers are calling election interference. Sam Dewey on Fox News this morning is a former House and Senate investigator.
So I think what Jim Jordan is driving at is that this isn't about the law. This isn't about the traditional presumption of you don't put the country through this unless you have an overwhelming case. This is about political coordination, a political hit job, just throwing everything against the wall, even these absurd charges.
Nearly 700,000 homes and businesses in Michigan and Ohio are without power after severe thunderstorms slammed the region with heavy rains, powerful winds, and at least one tornado. Lance Pry, USA News.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Back to What's on Your Mind. It's a birthday girl, Jody Messina, and 53 today. Sorry, kind of a fan. I've always had kind of a crush on Jody. Just saying. It's Kevin Flynn in for Scott Hennin for What's on Your Mind, and it is the Friday edition brought to you by our friends at Capstone Classical Academy. Capstone's got a Dr. Larry Arnes coming to town. It's kind of exciting. And just a boy, I tell you, when it comes to our kids, and the mission of Capstone and what they're doing is just amazing. I just can't say enough about them. And the fact that they're bringing Hillsdale College President Larry Arnt to town, it's pretty exciting. Capstone Academy. 9:33, got a number of texts in, 701-237-1590. Doug Burgum buys elections, and we're okay with that because he's from North Dakota. He didn't buy any election, I don't think. He bought a bunch of donations with a 1-for-20 deal. Give me a dollar, I'll give you a $20 gift card. But that was part of the process to get on that stage. You get the polling, the 40,000 donations. Now you can get them any way you can get them. And that's the admission into the park, so he was willing to do that. He had the money. Well, the Dixer never apologized for taking a scholarship. That's just stupid. I know, right? Even if you have money. It's okay to accept a scholarship if you have money. Says you don't get to be a millionaire by being stupid with money. Being worth $2 million isn't the same as $2 million on hand. Weak argument against Vivek. Yeah, I don't know why he needed to scrub the thing about accepting the Paul Soros and his wife or whatever from George Soros' brother. Just, it is what it is. Kev, you got to stop watching Fox. They hate Trump, and they have no problem lying about him. Dump Fox. Switch to Newsmax. I guarantee you won't regret it. I'm about there. I like to get this. I like to get worked up a little bit just watching the Five and watching Jesse beat up on Jessica Tarloff. So, I mean, you know, and again, I've become really, I looked at all what Fox has done to so many great talents, like Tucker, like Megyn Kelly. You know, like Eric Bolling. I mean, there's so many that they've just, yeah. And I don't know if it's kind of a bit of a poser network going on there. We're all paying attention. All media right now, both sides, all streams of media paying attention to the indictments and the surrender of Trump and the accused in Georgia under Fannie Willis in the Fulton County. And this is in Atlanta. First of all, this is in Fulton County. Anybody that you know or has spent any time in Georgia, I've got a dear friend that lives in Buckhead. And he talks about Atlanta all the time and how, you know, Atlanta would remind you in Georgia of how the Twin Cities lays out in Minnesota. Out of the city, out of the metro, you've got common sense, you've got regular people, you just got Georgians that are, you know, you got Bulldog fans and they just want to, you know, bust out a living and be left alone, et cetera. But then you get into Fulton County and you've got the freak show. Like, it's like you got Minneapolis-St. Paul going. So, and right now in Fulton County is the epicenter of this, of the cheating. In the 2020 election, when you go, remember, Fulton County was the, they had apparently a water main break and it was a toilet overflowing. They had to shut things down. They blocked the windows. They blocked the observers from seeing what they were doing. They brought in harvest. They had ballot dumps into the early hours of the morning and went on and on and on. And how dare Trump question, you know, find any, and nowhere did he ever, they got a RICO racketeering deal against him, like he's some, laying some kind of threat on these people. He asked the guy to find him votes. I mean, hey, wouldn't be the first time either. But, yeah, nonetheless, here she comes. We're getting a couple of texts, not a lot of Fox fans. You know, the problem, and we carry Fox on the Flag Radio Network because there's right now, it's like a lack of options when it comes to radio, conservative radio news. And I have never met Chris Ruddy. Scott knows him. Scott's met him. I've said more than once, Newsmax needs to start a radio news network. They're doing a great job on TV. Their numbers are amazing on cable, but they need to get on the radio. And I know that I think for one would be one of the first flagship stations to pick it up, you know, instead of having, because we don't have any other options as far as conservative news goes for radio stations, as far as Fox goes. I mean, we could do local, but we don't have the staff for it. I mean, to cover, they're busy enough covering all the local stuff we cover. So that's where that hands are kind of tied with the Fox thing there. But as all eyes are on this thing with Trump, they're on, you know, this whatever nonsense. We're still being invaded every day. The invasion is still happening. The trafficking is still happening. The fentanyl is flowing over the border. That's all the crime in the cities, the shoplifting. As of right now, I bet you there's a gang of shoplifters somewhere in California hitting a Gucci, hitting a Nike store, hitting a Louis Vuitton store, cleaning them out. But we're keeping an eye on the Trump deal, which, you know, is worth keeping an eye on only to the point of what a joke it is, what a complete circus and, you know, production this thing is. Texter says, give the debate back to the constituents, their questions. Fox is torpedoing the GOP by doing the left's work for them. Who asks a question about UFOs when we're being invaded? Who asks a question? The first question out of their mouth, out of Martha and Brett's mouth, was something about Oliver Anthony or what? We're being invaded. We're losing tens of thousands of children to trafficking and fentanyl, and, you know, crime is just running rampant. But let's ask him about Oliver Anthony and really? And UFOs? Christie was, that his response was pretty good. Really? I get the UFO question? It was just unbelievable. Yeah, the whole debate thing is, to me, is just outdated, the way they do it, how they do it, the way you qualify to do it. And meanwhile, Trump is showing them, like, well, if I sit down with Tucker, I can get 250 plus million people to pay attention to what I'm doing. And although the ratings for the thing was incredible for the, I mean, like, there was the highest viewed thing on the network. I forget in a couple of years. I forget the last thing that the big deal they had. Dan emails in, Kev, have you heard on Ground News? I subscribe, heard of Ground News. I subscribe because it analyzes all the media stories on a topic and tells you whether the left is pounding on it, the right is, or whether the coverage is from whatever fair media outlet still exists. Interesting. It also tells me the sources I use are leaving me with a blind spot I should be aware of. Interesting. Know your enemy. Since I won't patronize any leftist sources of any kind, having someone else tell me what the leftists are saying and whether the leftist media is slanting the coverage is my way of doing it. Very good. Plus, I can pull up a screenshot showing the coverage considered slanted unfairly. Dan, thanks for the email. Ground news. I have not heard of that, but I will check that out. I wanted to, this is worth hearing if you didn't hear any of it. When Trump left, we played the audio to start the show, Trump left the on the tarmac there. He made a quick statement in front of the press that was waiting after he got to the airport, after he got it, you know, booked and everything. And then he headed off to Trump Force One and took off, didn't take any questions. But he got on the plane, and the first thing he did was call Greg Kelly of Newsmax. So he's live on the plane as right after he met with the press, but he gave Newsmax the kind of the exclusive calling from the plane with Greg Kelly. Here's a bit of that conversation.
Force One, the aircraft, I believe, somewhere over the United States. Mr. President, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm very good, Greg, and thank you very much. And I will tell you that Byron is fantastic. He is a star on the rise. He's great. A fantastic job and a great Republican and great patriot.
Yeah, we're crazy about him, and I love that you guys are allies. So, Mr. President, the fourth time you were in custody today, it's totally absurd, in my opinion. But what was it like? How do they treat you? What was the experience like today in jail?
Terrible experience. I came in, I was treated very nicely, but it is what it is. I took a mugshot, which I never heard the words mugshot. That wasn't, didn't teach me that at the Wharton School of Finance. And I have to go through a process. It's election interference. You know that better than anybody. You cover it so well. You did a fantastic job, I have to tell you, for the listener. Fantastic job, Greg. But it's a very sad experience, and it's a very sad day for our country. This is a weaponized Justice Department, and all of these indictments and cases, I have a couple of cases, they're not indictments, they're just cases where you have these left lawyers suing on, like, a woman that I never saw before, other than that she took a picnic 25 years ago on a line, on a contributor's line or something, or charity line. Everything, it's just like one thing after the next. And what they want to do is they want to try and wear you out, which you never do. But they want to wear you out. It's just an absolute horrible thing that they're doing. And I've never seen anything like it. This is third world country. And I really believe they're getting hit by it. You know, we were going, there were tremendous crowds in Atlanta, and they were so friendly. So friendly, but this is a radical left district attorney, as we have in New York and as we have in all the other places, whether it's district attorney or AGs, we have that in New York. They're going after me, all for nothing. I mean, the AG case, they have no case against me at all. They do it to try and get elected, but they also do it in court with the Department of Injustice in Washington. Terrible thing. Never happened before.
You know, it's not working for them. I mean, so far, I don't think they ever could have dreamt that you would be going up in the polls and beating everybody by 40 points and beating Joe Biden. Tucker asked you last night, I think, you know, do you think they're going to try to kill you? There's going to be, they're panicking. I think they're panicking and they're going to try something else. Are you worried about that? Are your lawyers worried about that? Is there something else you think they could pull? Judge Luttig said he wants to pull you off the ballot, have secretaries of state pull you off the ballot because he says you're an insurrectionist, which you're not even been charged with. Are you worried?
Well, I watched this guy. He seems like a maniac, I don't know what his problem is, but he looks like a really troubled guy, and everybody laughs at it. Even over at CNN are laughing at it. And now their ratings are so low, it doesn't matter whether or not they laugh. But I have to tell you that they will stoop to no one to try and win an election.
Yeah, they will. And Trump aboard Trump Force One with Newsmax yesterday. We'll be right back.
In college, you're standing at the doorstep of your life. With classes in engineering, philosophy, nursing, and more, you have the whole world at your feet. But at the University of Mary, we don't just get you ready for your career. We get you ready
for your life. Because you were made for more.
Hey, it's Scott Hanlon for my friends at PetroServe USA. There's a lot to love about PetroServe USA, and that includes the car washes. They have great car washes. When's the last time you stopped at PetroServe USA for a car wash? Best price around. Going to keep your ride super clean, just like my truck. And you stop in on Tuesdays for buy one, get one free. That's right. Buy one, get one free. Two for Tuesday. PetroServe USA, best car washes around. Tell them Scott sent you. You'll love it.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming August auctions include 691 acres of cropland and grassland in Kitson and Marshall counties in Minnesota, 630 acres of cropland and pastureland in Ward County near Minot, 160 acres of excellent cropland in Wells County, 170 acres of crop, pasture, and development land in Grand Forks County, and the Blana Equipment Auction near Carrington, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at MyPillow. That's Mike Lindell and the team at MyPillow, MyPillow.com. Proud sponsors of What's on Your Mind, kind of since they got it going, really. Here's the thing you need to know about MyPillow. And whether it's pillows, mattress toppers, sheets, towels, slippers, robes, I mean, mattresses even now, anything at the site, it gets better. The deal gets better when you know the promo code. And the promo code is our main man, Scott. S-C-O-T-T, that's it. You do your shopping, you go to, now when you go to MyPillow.com, on the homepage you'll see a square there, it says Radio Listener Specials. Now, in there there's a ton of great specials. There's specials throughout the site for different, whatever reasons. He does BOGOs all the time, he does discounts. Some of the stuff is inventory clearance, whatever, with all the different things he's working with. But no matter what, when you get to checkout, and it says promo code, just type in S-C-O-T-T, and you'll get the discount for whatever. And that's what we do. And we've got, I've got the sheets, we've got towels, we've got pillows. We don't have the 2.0 pillow yet. And the slippers are awesome. I live in the slippers year-round. Still, they're like form-fitting to your feet. They're fantastic. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, whatever you're shopping for. We have open phones to the top of the hour. We're jam-packed next hour. We're going to talk a lot of energy and the lack of it or the development of it. Thanks to Lexi and Preston's owner for checking in. Love you, too. Thank you for the nice words. Kevin, the debate is supposed to demonstrate that the participants can think on their feet. I was listening to the debate on the flag on Thursday. I heard the question about UFOs while working and said useless effing organizations before Crispy began his answer. I would have taken the chance to expound on the government agencies I would reform, clean house on, defund, etc., eliminate, given the Congress, DOJ, FBI, intelligence, IRS, DOE, EPA, Department of Interior, etc. There needs to be more candidates like Burgum who stay on point, whether they get a question about a real issue or a nonsense question. Exactly. I said, if I was on that stage and they asked me about UFOs and I have 45 seconds or whatever I have, yeah, I think we're probably not alone. I think I saw one once. But let me ask you about this. How about the invasion that we're experiencing? How about the open border and the fentanyl and the trafficking? And how about any of that? We're going to talk about any of that? No? Can I talk about it? Okay, I got 30 seconds. Let me, let's go into the tens of thousands of children that are disappearing every day, that are going into the wind or dying. How about the crime and the shoplifting and the rampant in these Democratic-run states and cities, UFOs and Oliver Anthony. Oliver Anthony's awesome. Love the song. Can we talk about the invasion? I would. It's ridiculous they even gave it any time. Brent has some thoughts on the homeless situation. Brent's out in Buxton. Some common sense in Buxton. Brent, what's on your mind?
I think it was on Monday you guys had Jay Thomas on your show, and he made a comment about helping the people that are addicted get through treatment and then get them out of the area where they can find a job, or they're not around their same old friends who are just going to suck them right back in. But he'd mentioned, I think, sending them out west, and then somebody texted in that they don't want to share the church pews with these people. And that kind of bothered me a little bit. Jesus was dining with the scribes, and a woman come in and anointed his feet, and the scribes said, well, if he knew what kind of sinner this woman was, he wouldn't let her do this. And and Jesus said, not necessarily right there in the Bible, but I come to call sinners to repentance, not the righteous. If you have to see that you're a sinner in order to be saved. I was just concerned about that person that didn't want to hear a piece with a sinner. That maybe they don't think they're a sinner. And then I also wanted to point out that, Jesus was homeless himself. He said, I have nowhere to lay my head. So.
Right. Well, Brent, one thing is that you kind of took the Jay Thomas thing out of context. So what he wasn't saying that, to send the homeless people to the churches to sleep in the pews. Talking about the NGOs like Lutheran Social Services, a lot of the Catholic charities and stuff, those are the facilitators that are bringing the folks into the country. This was a problem before the border was opened. Our thing is that whether it be jobs where they need a lot of help in the oil patch, or they need help in construction, or they need help on the farming, in the ag world, we've got to give these folks a purpose is really what we came down to in talking about the homeless situation, the crisis, and these people that we just can't keep. I think the bottom line that came out of the whole discussion was that we just cannot keep enabling these people and giving them needles and places to use drugs. It just, that isn't going to work. So there's got to be some action is kind of what I got out of it.
Yeah. I guess
I never heard
him mention that either. It surprised me about the text you received from the person.
We're all sinners, and we all want to help. But again, we gotta have some sort of plan of action, I would think. Brent, have a good weekend.
Yeah, you too.
There you go, Brent and Buxton. Some wisdom going down. If you got one, 701-271-1100. Love to hear it, 701-271-1100. I get emails from Jay Sekulow. If you know, he's a big-time attorney. And just got an email from him, and it's basically the, and it says, Biden wants to crush your family. It says, the biggest fight they've undertaken in years, and they're talking about, they're filing a lawsuit in federal appeals court to fight back. And they are representing the FBI whistleblowers, who they're now getting all kinds of threats and stuff. And if you don't get Jay Sekulow or follow him, you should. He's the ACLJ chief counsel and very learned.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25% to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And is getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.